Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
John Reno Labuddy.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
Born and raised.
What organizations are you involved in?
Chamber of Commerce, Downtown Business Association, Keep St. Pete Local.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Well, normally the phone gets me out of the bed. I have multiple careers, and my big boy career is commercial real estate. And it sounds odd, but I'm very passionate about commercial real estate. Most people would think it was some kind of dry subject, but it's not when you're dealing with some of the wealthiest people in the world, that being equity groups out of New York City and Miami, all the way to national franchises like Ruth Chris, Maple Street Biscuit Company, Hop Dottie. And when you're dealing with those type of concepts, there's fun and excitement and entertaining involved with that. I have other careers, and that being in retail and the restaurant business. And some people claim I'm overwhelmed, and I am overwhelmed, but the diversity keeps my mind going.
Why St. Pete?
As I mentioned, I was born and raised here, went to St. Pete High School, left to go to Florida State University, and came back and felt like, since I knew St. Pete so well, that maybe I could be a medium fish in a small pond. I was afraid if I ventured out to another metro area like Atlanta or something like that, that I would have to start in the bottom. And I'm very fond of St. Pete. I think anybody that knows me, I'm one of the biggest St. Peteburgites there is.
What is one habit that you keep?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is a business habit. And it sounds primitive, but I am a data guru. And when I mentor people, I tell them, if anybody calls you, to save the number. And I know it sounds very pedestrian, but in my world where I'm looking for leads and prospects and networking, even if the plumber calls me, I save his number as Plumber Joe, et cetera. And in the commercial real estate world, which currently is busier than ever, I get 144 phone calls a day. So I try to keep every number, and you'd be surprised that every number can probably contribute to your bottom line.
Who are some people that influence you?
I have a lot of mentors in my life who I've leaned on, one being Daryl McClare from Echelon, one being Felix Fudge from Bridgeport South. But I've also have leaned on my knowledge from reading books, one being called Never Eat Alone. But I'm a big historian buff, so I love reading biographies of people like Truman and Lincoln and et cetera. And I kind of lean on some of that knowledge I learned through those books.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
Interaction with all peoples. And what I mean by that is sometimes it's said that I am too social. But if you're a capitalist pig like myself, being social is how you interact with different people that could complement your life or enhance your life. And some people choose to be introverts, and that's difficult to expand your horizon, whether it's personal or business.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
I wish I had known more about the technology that's available for me. Even though I'm a mature person, I am so fascinated by technology and its ever-moving parts. And I wish I had engaged technology a little bit more when I was early in my career. Now, after the fact, I am definitely engaged and definitely looking for new technology.
What's next?
A minor snapshot is the former Fishtail site, which is one of St. Petersburg's few real waterfront operations. Myself and several of my friends are taking over that project, and we are going to rehab it, renovate it, improve it, and rename it. It will be called the Big Catch on Salt Creek, and we hope to make all the locals proud of us and make a great product for everybody.
Thank you.